You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney singles have been given confirmation that they'll be allowed to form a bubble with one other person after the New South Wales government extended the city's coronavirus lockdown for at least 4 more weeks. The new rule means those living on their own will be able to nominate one other person who can visit their home and whom they can visit despite the restrictions. For those living in one of the 8 local government areas under tighter lockdown restrictions, the nominated person must live within a 10-kilometer radius of their home. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian made the announcement on Wednesday to people who are living alone.
You are allowed to nominate one person that's allowed to visit you, but it has to be the same person. So it can be a family member, it can be a member of another household, but it has to be one person, and it has to be outside of those 8 local government areas.
Chief Health Officer Kerry Chance raised concerns about the mobility that would occur due to the bubble system and households being a concern for virus spread, but mental health concerns have outweighed the risk. Melanie Tate, a playwright and journalist, started an online petition on change.org when the lockdown began, asking that single people be given the same social rights as their couple counterparts. She lives alone in Sydney's Inner West with her 2 dogs. The petition urged the government to consider the emerging mental health crisis and to trust that the majority will continue to do the right thing to protect themselves and others from the virus.
It's such a wonderful thing that has been announced today for people who live on their own. For the last, nearly 5 weeks, people who live on their own have been completely alone. The only opportunity we've had to have social time with other people has been having a walk in the park, which just doesn't really cut it in terms of our emotional needs. So it's a really wonderful announcement that's come today.
Prior to the announcement, Ms. Tate felt her life was coming off the rails.
I really rely in normal life on my social life to sort of keep me mentally healthy. I found that at the beginning of the lockdown, I was getting out of bed later and I was taking longer to have a shower and I was wearing the same clothes as I wore yesterday. Stuff like that. There are all these things that being social actually mean for us, that these tiny little things that when you add them together, they make a healthy life, And when you don't have them, you sort of feel the wheels slipping off the track.
Dr. Grant Bloschke, the lead clinical advisor at Beyond Blue, says having company is crucial at the moment.
During the lockdown, if you're on your own, there's a lot of hours in the day just in your own thoughts to occupy yourselves. And we know from the research that having company, dealing with that loneliness, is really good for your mental health and, interestingly, also good for your physical health. So we're delighted to see that people have the opportunity to be able to connect with someone, especially for those who are isolated at the moment.
He says isolation is something people really need to make an effort to overcome.
So if that's connecting up through a bubble or making arrangements where people can catch up with each other within, the safe public health requirements, then I think that that's a really good thing.
For Ms. Tate, the greatest outcome of the singles bubble will be the chance to spend time with her sister, who is also single.
I've lived with depression on and off my entire life, and I just felt myself going into one. I feel like I'm an extrovert. In that, and I don't mean that I'm a super loud person or anything, but I need the energy of other people, like other people's energy gives me energy, So just to have that, I'm just so grateful. I think it'll just stave away being depressed for a little bit longer, And it sort of helps because we don't have an end to this really. Like we've been told the end might be in a month's time today, but also it might not be. Like, I'm just so grateful to have this one little thing, to be able to communicate and connect with another person in person, on a couch or at a table.
Listeners seeking support with mental health can contact Beyond Blue on 1300 224636. More information is also available at beyondblue.org.au. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.